at the Wiffles Hybrids Corn Strategies event near Malcolm, Iowa. Let's visit with the Vice President of Research for Wiffles Hybrids, Fritz Baer. Fritz, big turnout here at the event today. This is a big day for Wiffles.
Yeah, we're very excited with the turnout. Personally, I was expecting maybe 300 people, and I think we have closer to 500 customers and potential customers here. So a great thing to see.
Okay, let's talk about research at Wiffles and what you're focused on right now. And, of course, from the research standpoint, you're busy developing new hybrids that are going to help the farmers going forward.
Yeah, research is a big focus at Wiffles. We've been working on line development and testing for over 20 years, probably closer to 30 years. And we've got a staff of 5 corn breeders that work on developing products. One of the things that we're doing now that's really fun is our corn breeding nurseries are pollinating, and we've got close to 100 kids in there, high school kids, grade school kids, coming in and help us pollinating corn and doing a little detasseling on the side when things are slow there. And so that's a fun thing. That's the best part of the year for corn breeders. And another big thing that we're doing now, the management team is preparing for the launch of SmartStax corn, and we've been working on that for over a year in terms of the planning, the inventory management that goes in there, trying to understand the demand, as well as the product development, having that material in our research program.
Yeah, that's a big event. Of course, the announcement just this week that it's received EPA registration, so you'll be looking to put that in farmers' fields in 2010?
Yeah, and that's a great thing to see because, like I said, we have been working on it for years. A lot of time has gone into it, and now it's great to see it coming closer to the market.
What's that going to mean to Wiffles customers?
Well, it's going to give them another option on how to manage insect and weed pressure on their farms, and that's really what it is giving people options. But if they choose to go with SmartStax, then potentially they should be able to reduce their refuge from 20% to 5% of their corn acres, which will increase their profitability, simplicity, and yields.
And better insect control?
Yeah, yes, we're expecting better insect control, particularly on the rootworm side. And then, of course, the insect resistance management, the durability of the trait will be improved.
How widespread is your research program? Do you have research plots all over the Eastern Corn Belt?
Actually, what we do is have them all through our marketing area, though. And one of the things that's a little different about Wiffles is our marketing area is smaller than most multinational companies. So essentially, we're breeding and selling corn for Iowa, Illinois, and the Ohio River Valley of Kentucky and southern Indiana. And so really, we concentrate all our research into that area. We have over 50 test sites that we manage, the research department, not farmer sites, but the ones that are put out by professional researchers in that area, which would match with any multinational for the density of research that they're doing in their marketing area. But it gives us an advantage because we're really just focused on a small area, and we're not trying to breed corn for, like, the irrigated area of Nebraska or the high disease pressure of, say, Ohio.
Well, thank you much for your time. Fritz Baer, who is Vice President of Research with Wiffles Hybrids.